Well, we've talked before about how the numbers of cattle in our country have been shrinking the past few years, and due to that fact, we are now importing more beef into the U.S. than exporting. And that trend is expected to continue next year, as USDA Outlook Chairman Jerry Bange said this year we will import about 2.5 billion pounds, and that number will go up even more next year.
We're looking at a fairly sharp increase, up to 2.8 billion pounds. That's a 10% increase, and really what we're looking at is the tighter domestic processing meat supplies.
And that's why our beef exports will be at only 2.3 billion. But then again, total U.S. beef production is at 24 billion pounds. Now, on the pork side, as producers have been very cautious about expansion, they also have been watching planting progress of corn and soybeans across the country. And Bange said if we do get the expected rebound in those two crops, pork production may increase as we will be looking at lower feed costs.
And given the fact that we're seeing lower feed costs, we're expecting to see pork production expand about 2.3%, a little bit over 24 billion pounds.
Which should push hog prices down next year.
We do see that price coming off about a little bit over a percent, down to $58 even per hundredweight.
That compares to this year's expected average of $58.76. He said they are expecting higher pork exports next year as they're forecasting an increase of 4.5%. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.